One.
Log Talk Radio.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year, and a Happy Hanukkah, and soon to be Happy Festa Day. But tonight, it's the Red Reality Show, Christmas Manic Monday. Wow, what a super guest. We have a American Idol coming on the show tonight, Nikki from Season 1, and I am so excited. But before we get going, let's do what we always do every Monday morning, or Monday night, Monday morning, every time. It's a little Manic Monday. Manic Monday, our last one. No, wait, we got one more next week we can do. And actually, we're going to do a end of the year award show for next week. In case you can't be there. Michelle, you there?
I am here. Hello, Ron. Happy Manic Monday.
Can you believe it? We've done this for a full year almost. And actually, we've done it for a full year, but this is, you know, we have a year going on that we've done it from January to the, you know, January. And tonight, I feel like we have one of the biggest guests ever to come on our show. I think she's huge.
I'm excited.
But then I had a crush on her in American Idol.
Yeah, she
was awesome.
Actually,
I want her to win over Kelly even. I liked Kelly, don't get me wrong, but I just, that red hair and, okay, I can't wait to talk to
her. I know how you like
redheads.
People
always say I get, people always tell me that I get, like, the boy crush, you know, when I have certain women on my show. This might be one of those. Okay.
Sounds
so,
like it.
She's hearing this, too, because she's on the phone line.
Ooh,
and,
even better.
I haven't picked her up yet. but I'm going to pick up Panther first.
All right.
And Panther, you say hello. And she's going to say hello. She always does this to me.
Hello.
Hey. I tell you, when I say hello, she actually says hello. But anyways.
Hi, Panther.
Let's get the show on the road. And we're going to be taking calls in about 10 minutes. Give me time. I got to do some stuff real quick. Give me time. We're going to bring up Nikki. We're going to talk to her. And she can talk about her new CD coming. It came out for Christmas with the other American Idol people. We'll talk about a little rehab. We'll talk a little about American Idol first season and how far it's gone. And so much other stuff, too, we're going to cover. But you guys can call in, too, about 10 minutes. And might even have little prizes, a prize to give away.
Ooh,
so,
prizes. I love prizes.
But let's bring on one of the hottest American Idols of all time, Nikki.
Hey guys.
Nikki.
Hi Nikki.
That was your intro.
Hey Nikki.
Hey.
So how are you doing? This is Ron Radden and you're talking with Michelle Costa from, do you watch Big Brother? I always have to ask if you watched Big Brother when Big Brother was on season 10.
I've watched it, yeah, definitely. I mean, the lady that I call mom now, you know, my mom passed away a few years ago. But I have a lady that I call mom now. He's like completely addicted to Big Brother.
Awesome.
Oh, I bet Michelle is just happy to hear that.
Of course I am.
As I said in the beginning, I was addicted to season one, and Nikki, you were one of my favorites. You and Kelly.
Aww.
I mean, I wanted you to win actually, even over Kelly, because I liked your style of music, where Kelly was more of a popper. You know what I mean? You were more of a rocker, and I'm a rocker.
I was kind of looking more for that total kind of cutesy, you know, American Idol thing going on. I love Kelly to death. Love her. But I don't think that they were kind of ready for the rock star to win the show the first season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, that's not what it's going to be about.
Now, are you still in contact with Kelly?
I talk to Kelly occasionally. I haven't talked to her in a little while. She's busy, you know, last time I saw her actually was, you know, before I got clean and sober and everything. And that was not a very good situation. I think that I put her in kind of an uncomfortable position. And, you know, I haven't talked to her since then, but I'm trying still to apologize daily. So,
yeah, I read an article today, and I want you to address this. And let's start with this maybe, cause since we're talking about you being sober and everything. Mm-hmm. It said something about how, you know, when you were in a fog, and now you're out of the fog. Can you address that a little bit more? I mean, I read the article, and I want it in your own words, you know, about the whole fog. You know, I mean, do you feel like, you know, what were you trying to say in that article?
I think that,
you remember?
You know, I feel like a completely different person. It's weird because, you know, before I just kind of did what I was supposed to do. I didn't really enjoy anything, or I didn't, you know, stop to smell the roses, as they say, you know, take anything in. And now that, you know, now that I'm clean and sober and have been for just over 2.5 years now, it's different. Like, everything's different. You know, just talking to people that are friends of mine, you know, being married. You know, when I got married, I was still using. And, you know, it's weird because I missed that whole beginning, you know, when you're first in love and you get all that romance and all the excitement and everything like that. Like, I was so messed up during all that I didn't get any of that. And so now, like, my husband and I, like, are kind of rediscovering that love all over again because I'm a completely different person now.
That's awesome.
Same thing with my kids, you know.
So you and Craig are still together then? And everything's pretty good with you two right now?
Yeah, are you disappointed? No, yeah.
No.
I think he's a little bit. He's got a little crush.
Yeah, no, it's been...
That's funny. I wasn't even thinking about that when you guys...
Yeah.
No. I've always believed in happy marriage over... I mean, that was so long ago anyways. I'm over the American Idol crushes. You know,
yeah, right.
Next season starting soon, and I'll get my new one.
Really,
there hasn't been nobody that... And we got lots of stuff to talk about. We got Celebrity Rehab. We got your, we got the new CD that I just uploaded the song that you came out with, American Idol People. But what do you think, No Simon? What is it going to be like without No Simon?
Yeah, what's Simon like?
I didn't get along very well off camera. I'm very good at hiding things on camera, but we didn't get along very well off camera. He kind of creeped me out one day, and it was kind of downhill from there. Like, we were outside, I think, smoking before a show, and he told me that, you know, I had beautiful eyes, and that he wishes that he could take them out of my head and put them on the nightstand beside his bed so that he could look at them every night before he went to sleep. And I was like, that's kind of weird, you know.
Creepy.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. And, you know, I'm very, very expressive. And I pretty much say what I feel. There's not much of a filter there. And, you know, I was like, yeah, you're kind of, that was kind of, you know, crossing the line. And after that, you know.
Does he do that to other people? I mean,
Have you
heard that done before?
Have I heard of that being done before?
Yeah.
I mean, has he done that to other women?
I don't know. You know, I mean, it was like I said, it was the first season, so I don't know how he was with everybody else. It was just kind of weird to me, and I was like, you know, I wonder if, you know, for all these seasons, he's been creeping poor little girls out, you know.
Me, that's why Paula...
Being weird things.
Me, that's
like,
why
okay.
Paula always slaps him.
Yeah, maybe. Paula's always slapping him.
I don't know. That's weird.
I wonder what goes on underneath the table now, you know, with her and Paul. Never mind. I'm going there. But, Panther's in the chat room. And if you have a question you want to ask and you don't want to call in, just, you know, pop it in the chat room, and Panther will address it. Nikki, you want to give a shout-out to those chatters? We have a chat room that goes along with the show, so they're listening in, and they're...
Yeah, I'm all about talking to people. I've got some pretty weird questions over the years, but I'm all about being as honest as I can, so...
Well, we want honesty
and
for sure.
I was going to say, I think I got the two most opinionated people maybe in reality TV, Michelle Costa and Nikki, maybe. You guys were both have been, I mean, you guys have that in common, don't you, Michelle?
Hey, you know, I have an opinion, I want to share it. So I think that's the right that you have as a person to be able to state your mind and what you think and you know, Ron, you know me.
No, I'm an opinionated person, too. So
of course
I, but
you
I
are.
I usually joke about it. But I joke about it usually. I usually, my opinions come out in a little joke that, you know,
oh,
I cover,
sure.
You know, my opinion.
Sure. Mine, too. Mine, too.
Yeah,
you know,
people
whatever.
Are never, ever offended by what I say. I promise.
So, hey,
now, I have a question for you,
in.
Nikki.
Go ahead.
You were on Fear Factor, weren't you?
Yes.
Oh,
oh my
and
God.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, when I was little, I was never afraid of snakes until, like, I saw that box that had all the snakes in it. And, you know, people get to go before you, and you're kind of sitting around the studio all day, and, you know, the snakes are biting. And I swear... that there was this little snake on top that was just eyeballing me. And I was so afraid to put my hand in that box of snakes because that one little snake, I thought, that's got to be like somebody that I really ticked off in a former life because, like, it seriously was staring me down. And I'm going to tell you that I got bit, like, 13 times.
Oh, my God.
Snakes. It was, like, the worst experience of my life. And now, seriously, I cannot see a little grass snake. We've had a couple of snakes in our house. Like little grass snakes that have gotten in, like when we leave the back door open for the dogs and stuff. And I am completely petrified. Like used to, I could just pick them up and throw them outside or whatever. But now, like, I'm screaming. I'm like, oh my God, I'm making a house. Like, get it away, get it away, get away. It's awful. Like,
you're traumatized now by the snakes.
Yeah, because, you know, I wanted to go in there. Like, I'm the kind of person that faces my fear. Like, that's what I like to do. And, you know, just like now, I'm a complete and total needle phobe. I've always been absolutely petrified of needles. I don't like getting shot. I don't, like, I turn away if somebody on the television is getting a shot. Like, you know, if I watch intervention or something and somebody's shooting up, like, the hand goes in front of the face. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't watch that. But now I pierce people in a tattoo parlor for a living.
Oh, goodness.
All I can say is
yeah.
I hate snakes.
Oh my God.
I never liked snakes, so totally, you know, I can never done that show.
Oh my God, I've never had a problem with snakes before then, and now I'm just absolutely petrified.
No, did you have to eat anything?
Worms, yeah.
And how was that? Was it yummy?
It's just kind of tastes like dirt. They really don't have a taste to them or anything. I think the grossest part about it was, like, having to pick them up in my mouth and put them into a blender, and then you had to blend them up and, like, suck them out of the blender. And when you sucked them out of the blender, like, big chunks would go down your throat. It was like, ugh, you know. That was the worst part about
my
it.
My mom almost made me eat a worm one time. My mom almost made me eat a worm one time. Because,
why would she make
because,
you eat
you
a worm?
Know
what
book,
did you do?
You know, how to eat fried worms. And I always would say, you know, I would say, nobody likes me, everyone hates me, I'm going to eat some worms. And she said, if you think no one likes you, go eat them. So I did, or I didn't do it, though. But she always, sorry.
Really?
That was my worm story.
Good story.
Hey, yum.
It would have been better if you had said you ate the worm.
I would never admit that.
Hey, I you know I had to eat crickets, and you know those cricket legs were in my teeth for like 2 days. It was not
ew.
Fun.
Oh my God, I'm Big Brother. You did?
Yeah, I had to eat crickets, and I had to eat raw pig ears that were hairy.
Oh my God.
She liked those though.
No, those were the worst because you know they made a big thing because I was Portuguese and I had the story about pigs, and you know it was not what my mom makes. So it was just, it was disgusting. It was the hair that was the worst.
I bet. Was it like cartilage, though? Was it hard, like cartilage?
Yeah, it was like cartilage.
How do you even chew that up? Like, oh, I can't even imagine.
Well, I don't know how I did it, but I did it. But the crickets were not bad. I mean, they must have died with the heat, so they weren't like, they had must have just died, and I ate them in 10 seconds. I just threw them all in my mouth. I said, man, if I'm going to do this, I'm just going to do it all at once. But it felt like they were crawling up and down my throat. It was really not fun.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even imagine. I mean, like, I can't, if they'd made me do it on pure factor, I totally would have done it for the money, you know, because that's really what it's all about, you know. Getting the money. It's like, okay, I want the money, so I'm going to do whatever it takes.
But, well,
Mel,
can I ask you a question? Do they tell you that everything that they have you eat, they've made sure that's not going to, like, make you sick or something like that? Or, like, they tell you that we don't have poisonous snakes? Or do they let you know that everything has been checked out by whatever, some health department or something?
Yeah, I'm, you know, I don't remember that with the worms. I do remember them telling us, you know, that the snakes were boas. And that they, you know, were not poisonous, so we didn't have to worry about that. But, you know, boa constrictors aren't really supposed to strike either, and they were handled by wranglers instead of, you know, they weren't just put in there in this box by, you know, a national snake handler. They were pissed off. I don't know if I can say that, but, I mean, they were made really, really bad.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
They got thrown in that box. So, you know, that's why they bit at us. And, you know, we're girls, and we don't think about it, but, you know, our perfumes, our lotions, all that stuff that we, you know, put on every day that, you know, attracts, you know, the scents and stuff that the snakes smell, it was so much worse for the girls than it was for the boys.
Hmm.
So they were boa constrictors? I mean, they were like the ones that, I mean, they were just, you know, so their bites were probably hurt, but they, you know, they did, more were trying to probably get to your perfume and stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they were mad, and just the smells and stuff, I think. They told us, you know, right before we, oh, by the way, you know, your lotions and perfumes and things are going to, you know, upset them even more because of the way that they've been handled. And then we were like, oh, wonderful, you know, because the boys...
Why could they tell you that beforehand?
Exactly. Like, why didn't you wake me up that morning and say, oh, yeah, by the way, probably not a good idea to put any lotion on.
Don't take a shower.
Yeah.
There you go. Why did you have to take a shower
that
day and be all clean?
What?
I said, why did she have to take a shower and be so clean that day? But I wonder,
yeah.
is there a spot on the body that if a snake bites, like, it could be, like, deadly? Like, could they puncture something? Like, Or their teeth's not that big?
No, I don't think so because, you know, their fangs are so small. I know that, you know, as far as when it comes to, like, poisonous snakes, you'd rather get bit by an adult snake than a baby snake because if you get bit by a poisonous, like a rattlesnake, a poisonous rattlesnake, you know, they're poisonous. If you get bit by an adult, it knows how to control how much venom it injects into you. But if you get bit by a baby, it doesn't. It hasn't learned that yet, and so you get all of its venom. So a baby rattlesnake bite will kill you quicker than an adult because they don't know how much venom to inject into you. They just give it to you, you know, every bit of it.
Okay,
very
I'm having nightmares. You guys are talking about snakes over here, and I...
Oh, Ron, it's going to be okay.
I'm going to have to turn on my American Idol. Best of CD season one. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I live in Georgia in the middle of a thing, and I they have rattlesnakes down here, and they like to. I've never seen one in the house, but hey, let me do this real quick. 347-237-5506. If you have a question, you want to call in. I think you're willing to take questions. I know you sound like you will be willing to take questions because you're, you know, that's one thing. And I want to address your record. Let's do that in about another 10 minutes, the CD and everything. And if you're in the chat room and you're joining this, tweet, tell people to come. More people come and everything. So let's do this. I got a first caller, Michelle. We got a caller already.
Okay, great.
So let me go ahead and pick pick them up, and let's see what they have to say. 763, you're on the Rad Reality Show, Manic Monday, with Michelle and Ron, and Nikki, our guest.
Hi, Ron.
Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Minnesota.
Hi, Paul from Minnesota.
Hi, Michelle.
Nikki.
Hey, Paul.
And
Nikki, this is one of our regulars, Paul from Minnesota.
Hey,
I bet he has a question for you.
And hi, Nikki. I apologize for kind of getting on late, so if you, and I think you talked a little bit about it. I am 23 and a half years clean and sober, so I have on that journey with you. How much time do you have right now?
I had 2.5 years, December 10th.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. That's awesome. Yeah, that is awesome.
And big fan going back to when you were on season one. And where are you living now?
I'm still in Texas. I'm actually in Fort Worth now with my husband and my son, who is actually 13 today. And I have a 16-year-old.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I am curious on what was your moment of awakening? When did the realization come that you were an addict or alcoholic and you stopped? Was there a moment that you remember?
Oh, absolutely. it was my stepdad's birthday. In 07, and I got off work. They let me off work early at midnight so that I could go hang out with him and my mom. And I went to the bar, and of course I was there hanging out with my mom and drinking, and popping pills, and I had brought some powder, and we were just kind of partying and having a good time. And I was there with my stepdad and my mom until about 3:30 in the morning. And it was honestly when I got the phone call the next morning that literally as soon as my mother had gotten home and she had taken her nighttime meds that she didn't wake up the next day. And so for me, there was a lot of guilt there because I was with her. I was partying with her, and I thought, man, what if I'd have just stopped drinking with her sooner, or what if I wouldn't have brought this, or what if I wouldn't have, taken this with her or done this, For me, it was, oh my God, it could have been me, instead of her. And, there was honestly for a long time after that I wished that it was me instead of her. She was my best friend in the entire world. But it was, losing her that made me, stop and think, I'm going to kill myself, and then where's my son going to be?
Right. Let me ask you this.
Paul, let me intertwine while we talk about the subject, because I want to know, because we're on the subject, I want to know this question too, is like with Dr. Drew and the show Celebrity Rehab, how much did he help you, and does he stay in touch with you? I see people, and I'm going to use one name just because I feel like it's said, like Andy Dick. I see him keep on falling back off the wagon. I mean, does you have contact with Dr. Drew, or does he just like put you back out there and give you to somebody else? I mean, how much contact do you get with Dr. Drew?
I think as much as you want. Like, I call his office and let him know how I'm doing, as well as, the other castmates, the people that I was sober with, stuff like that. If I have any questions, he gets back to me, just anything. Like, I very much want to stay clean and sober, so I think that any questions that I have about it, I try to stay on top of it, myself. Because he's got so much going on with, not only the show, but working at Las Encinas and working with other addicts and other celebrities and stuff like that, that I don't think that it really would cross his mind on a daily basis to stop and think, I wonder how so-and-so is doing. I think that, it's my responsibility, as the addict to stay on top of it and try to stay in contact. So, I've talked to him a few times since I've, been sober. I've talked to
you know, the people at Celebrity Rehab and Sober House to let them know that, you know, if they need me to come back, you know, since there's such a high failure rate, you know, that, you know, I'd be more than willing to come back and share my story. I mean, I hated him, listen, at first, because all he wanted me to talk about was my mom, and all he wanted me to talk about was that night. And, like, I was so frustrated about the whole situation because I just wanted to quit talking about it. You know, I didn't want to talk about it anymore. And for me, you know, I think him staying on top of me about, you've got to talk about it, you've got to get rid of the guilt, you've got to, you know, understand that it was her choice, it was her decision. If she wanted to stop, she could have stopped. You didn't have anything to do with it. You know, and at the end, finally, you know, 2 months into it, when I was finally leaving Sober House and graduating and everything, you know, I told him, I was like, you know, I hated you for a long time. And, you know, now I understand what you were trying to do for me, and I appreciate that, and I accept that. So.
Well, Ron, I actually, that was kind of what I was going to ask about her experience there, but my question as well is that your only rehab, or have you gotten into a regular program since you've been out? Have you been to AA, for instance?
For the first year, I went to NA 4 days a week.
Sponsor?
Absolutely. And when I got through my 12th step, I was allowed to actually be a sponsor myself, and now I actually have sponsees. So,
you talked about, Ron asked if you got in touch with Dr. Drew, but I was thinking when he asked that, if you had a real sponsor, because that is the real cornerstone of
successful
recovery.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you talk about becoming a sponsor, that is even more important. So glad to hear that you've taken the right journey. And
well, thank you.
Did you ever have any relapse?
No, I have not. To this point, cross my fingers, and hopefully for the rest of my life, I am a first-timer. And I know that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. I am also that. I never had one myself, so I know it is somewhat rare.
Yeah, it is possible. But, you know, it doesn't happen very often. But, you know, for me, you know, I think when I opened my eyes, when I was finally sober and, you know, done with the guilt and the hatred and, you know, towards myself and other people, honestly, that, you know, it's just, I didn't want to turn back. I didn't want to, like, I, you know, see people now that I'm friends with that get hammered and stuff. And, you know, at the end of the day, I kind of end up looking at them going, God, am I glad that people don't look at me like that anymore.
So do you still hang out with, like, some of the people that you hit? Like, did you have to cut some of your friends off?
I did. I had to quit talking to a lot of people. Absolutely. You have to. You have to remove yourself from, you know, the people that you used with, the people that you bought from, you know, things of that nature. You have to get away from all that stuff. And I do run into them occasionally. I mean, you know, I sing. So, you know, and that's another difficult thing. You know, I'm in bars, but I, as soon as I step on stage and I say, hey, you know, I'm Nikki McKibben and we're Wicked Attraction, you know, the, like, one of the first things that always comes out of my mouth is, if you want to buy me a drink, you know, Red Bull and water will do me fine all night long. You know, I've been sober for this long, and I intend to keep it that way, you know, so that people, you know, at the shows know as soon as they walk in that, you know, I'm not going to accept a drink from them. I'm not going to have a shot with them. And it's hard because people try to get you to do it all the time anyway. Well, it's just one. Let's go to the bathroom. Nobody will know. It's not that.
Right.
You know, I don't care. You know, if I relapse, everybody and their damn dog is going to know because I'm not going to be able to stop. You know,
yeah.
The thing is, I have to stop it myself. I have to be the one that says no. You know, I can't even think about, well, yeah, maybe if I just snuck into the bathroom and, you know, had a shot or did one little bump or did this or had one little pill or, you know, that's setting me back. You know, I just, you have to stay strong. And it's difficult at times, really difficult at times, you know, especially right now around the holidays. But, you know, it's just it's something you can't turn back on. You just can't. I would never, ever want to go back to being the person that I was.
Just remember
hey,
you
hey,
have...
Hey, I wanted to address... Wait, hey, Paul. Give me a second. Give me a second. Let me... Because, first of all, I wanted to say... No, Paul, it's great. I'm glad you brought this subject up, because this was kind of one thing I wanted to talk about. And the second thing is... Was that, I mean, it's good that, Nikki, you're able to share this with people, too. And I'm glad you're able to. And it's also good to know that, you know, do you feel like you ever tell somebody, you know, hey, you need to, like, I know you probably hang with other celebrities, too, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you ever tell them you need to go on Dr. Drew's show? I mean, because it seems like lots of people think it doesn't help them, but it's good to know that it helped you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, with me, I more let people come to me. I've had a lot of people, you know, share their story and say you've been an inspiration, you're the reason why I quit using. But with my friends and stuff, you know, I try not to judge because I've been way worse than they ever thought about being. And, you know, I just think that it's not my place, you know, to say to somebody, you know, you're an addict and you need to stop it. You need to stop it right now. I think people have to come to that realization on their own.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But don't you think sometimes some people don't think, they don't realize how bad they are?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Maybe you need like a little push, you know what I mean?
The main
key. Yeah, you know, like I have friends that will come up and talk to me about it. I think it's easy for them to talk to me about it. And I have a lot of people that have come up to me and said, you know, I think that I have a problem. And I'll say, well, you know what, I'm here for you and whatever you need. And whenever you need, you know, I'm here. I've taken people to meetings. I've gotten people involved in groups. You know, I've done stuff like that. But it doesn't matter, you know, when I was, you know, overdosing every night and 89 pounds and dying on the floor, it didn't matter. If somebody looked at me and said, you need to quit it, I'd have just told them to F off, you know. You don't know what you're talking about. So it's not really something you can push on somebody.
I think, Nikki, you would agree that each individual has to reach their bottom. And it sounds like yours was pretty low.
Yeah, it was. Extremely.
Wow. I, for one second, I have to take a breath and say, you know, when you were telling your story, actually, it brought tears to my eyes. And I wanted to share this too. And I don't think she would care. My niece, who is, she's been clean or she's been sober too, or she didn't drink. She did meth and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
And I was so glad that she was able to stay clean herself. And it took all my prayers to get her and to hear your story and to hear, you know, your trials. And it's been a blessing, you know, to hear that, you know, you overcome it and everything. And Paul, do you have anything else you want to talk about? You know, pretty much, do you have any questions on that subject?
Yeah.
On that subject?
Oh, on that subject, no. I could go on.
Okay. Nikki, I'm going to take a break. Hey, Michelle, do you have any... Wait, let me ask Michelle. Do you have any more questions on, you know, pretty much the rehab shows and the rehab stuff?
Well, no, I mean, I just have a comment. I just think that the fact that, you know, if you can talk about it and let people know your experience, that's a way that other people that do have a problem will know that they can, you know, that they can get through this. And if it's something that they were thinking of, you know, I think it's just good for you to talk about it. I think it's also like a self-healer for you too, you know. So I just think it's great that you're very open and willing to talk about this and share your story with everybody. So congrats on that.
You know, I think I've always felt like if I could help just one person, you know, and I say that all the time, and I know that I've helped many already. But, you know, there's always a different situation, different setting. So, you know, if off of this radio show, you know, off of this interview, we can help one person or more there, then, you know, it's a big deal. I think that you have to be honest with yourself and with everybody else, you know, especially.
And, Panther, do you have anything you wanted to address?
Yeah, I had one question for her. I just wanted
on
to know.
On the celebrity rehab stuff.
Yeah. Nikki, I was just wondering if you had any contact with Seth and know what his situation is. You know, I do talk to Seth occasionally. You know, I text message him just to see how he's doing and stuff like that. But, you know, honestly, people lie. And until, you know, until I actually got with him on the phone, you know, I wouldn't be able to know, honestly, for sure. I mean, from what I understand, he's doing well.
That's
but,
good.
You know, I kind of ran into a situation last night. Where I'm not going to say any names, so please don't ask me to.
Oh, but, no.
One of the people that I was on the show with happened to be in town last night, and I was very, very excited and got to, you know, go out and meet this person and hang out with them for a little while. And I ended up leaving about 10 minutes after I met with that person crying. Because it was just really bad, and it was a really sad and unfortunate situation, and I couldn't, as much as I love this person, couldn't be a part of it. So
That's understandable.
Hey, if anybody's listening to this, and I wanted to make sure anybody that's listening, anybody that listens to the podcast, anybody that, you know, and is there a way they can contact you to talk? I mean, are you? And I sound like you're open to talk even to your fans.
Oh, absolutely.
That are willing to. So, is the best way to contact you through Facebook?
Facebook.
But no, I wanted to make sure we say it out loud.
Yeah. My personal Facebook is The Real Nikki McKibben.
Okay. So
there are a lot of imitators.
I wanted to make sure people.
That one is mine.
Yeah, and Nikki, what? Before we go, I'm gonna bring up the mode a little bit. And everything. We're going to switch subjects real quick now.
Sure.
and do what one reason. But is there anything you want to address that, you know, you would like to say before we move to a different subject?
You know, I mean, like, as far as if there's somebody listening that's, you know, hurting or in trouble, you know, talk to somebody. You know, talk to somebody that you can trust and that you can rely on, that you can confide in. You know, and, you know, if you want to get help, just ask, because there were a lot of times where I just, you know, I sat back and I thought, God, when I got to that point, why didn't I just tell somebody? Because it seems to be such a secret, you know, like, I don't want anybody to know that I'm doing this, you know, because what are they going to think of me? But you know what, 90% of the time, the people around you already know, because they see you, you know, how you are, and when you're that messed up, you don't see how other people actually see you and how you actually look. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask somebody for help. I think it's the biggest thing.
Wow. And now we're going to go to a different, the one reason you're here with us tonight, and I have the song ready to play, and I'm going to play it for everyone that's listening to it. You want to kind of intro the song that it's the one off the new record, I believe. That is coming out. Is it called American Christmas? Is that what it's called?
An American Christmas is the Christmas CD. Is it the original Alone with the Christmas Lights?
Nope.
Yeah, Alone with the Christmas Lights. Yes, that's the song.
Okay.
No. Did I send you the wrong one?
Yeah, that's the one you. That's the one you sent.
It's All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, okay. It's All You Want for Christmas, I think.
All I Want for Christmas.
It's whatever Panther
sent
me.
Well, I think there are two songs on the album, and one of them is Alone with the Christmas Lights, which is an original, and the other one is All for Christmas Is You by Vince Vance and the Valiants, which has been, like, my favorite Christmas song ever since, you know, I can remember. And, you know, I begged and begged and begged and begged to be able to redo this song because nobody's ever redone it before. And I love, love, love this song, so...
We did this on the fly, so I probably didn't look at the song title close enough, but I thought it said the wrong. So we're going to sit back. We're going to enjoy it. You got time to hang with us, right?
Sure.
Okay, so enjoy the song, and we'll come back in a second and talk about the CD a little bit more.
I wrote a Rodent fans. HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron, Rad, and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel, Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to fold pillows and had trouble saying Lana.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess. That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, Squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to Earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy now, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. And when it's not Sunday, because today is one of Michelle's fun days. When they talk about...
Chip, stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
Hey, you're listening to the Rad Reality Show, and if you haven't had a chance to buy your calendar, go to the www.theradrealityshow.com and buy your calendar. They're still on sale, and do it today, because if you get it today, it will be mailed tomorrow. So check it out. Check out the calendars. Nikki, I love that song.
I know.
I know. I love it, too.
Play it again.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was
right now.
It got me in the mood.
It really did.
Yeah, for Christmas.
Hey, Paul,
so,
it's in
Nikki,
my Toys
for
Tots video.
Is it? Oh, cool.
It's towards the end.
Nikki, what do you?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Panther. We're all stepping on each other. I love it.
We're excited.
We're all excited because I think we all got in the mood.
I
but
know.
My question is, Nikki. What do you do for Christmas? I mean, what is your favorite thing for Christmas and stuff?
I think my husband's favorite thing is, like, to put up the tree and all that stuff. It's just so chaotic for me. Like, I think my favorite thing for Christmas is, like, opening presents and eating pie and then, like, going back to normal. It's just so stressful, it seems like.
You enjoy the Christmas music part.
Yes, I love Christmas music, obviously. I actually just got finished doing a television show that airs on TXA 21 called All Jacked Up, and I did their Halloween special, and then they asked me to come back and do a Christmas special and actually just film that on Friday. And I actually did that song.
Do you have anything else that you're doing Christmas-wise that, like, an internet-based person can watch, you know, or, like, you know, or it's something that, you know, it's going to be on national television where everyone can watch, or cable? Do you got anything coming up in the next couple weeks with Christmas in the city?
Yeah, I think that the show, All Jacked Up, is nationwide because I've had people, you know, obviously from all over the United States calling me and telling me that they saw the Halloween one.
Yeah.
So it's actually put on by CBS.
Okay.
And then it airs on Channel 21, which is just a local channel, TXA 21. I'm not sure what it is everywhere else, obviously, but
we'll have to look it up in the listings. Maybe our lookup guy,
look up.
Paul is a Google specialist, so
yes,
maybe he can find it for us.
Yeah, if you can, like, go to the website and, I guess, probably find out, like, what channel it's on near you, like, you know, what the local channel is. But it's, I think it's alljackeduptv.com, and it's alljackeduptv.com.
You have nothing else coming up other than that? I mean, do you get asked to still do any appearances for Idol, you know, and now that the CD's out, do you get to do any kind of appearances that you other than, I mean, I know, you've done some charity events, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of charity events.
Do you have anything in the near future?
Right now, I don't have anything until after Christmas. I believe that, you know, Christmas time is about being with your family and, you know, spending time with people that you love. And, you know, I don't like to work myself a lot through Christmas time. And, you know, obviously, like, the boys in my band and stuff like that, I don't think
I don't think it's fair for them to have to work, you know, all through that season. But, you know, we start back up gigging and stuff in January. And, you know, we've got this, the television show, the Christmas special that'll air. They actually have another one that's going to air on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's great.
On the same channel.
Now, where's that one? That's where I was kind of getting at. Did you have any, like, New Year's Eve stuff?
That's all going to be on the same, the CBS thing. It's all the Christmas thing and the New Year's. It's all going to be on the same television show.
Do you stay in, let's talk a little bit about Idol, and do you stay in touch with anybody that has been not on your, or do you, let's start with your season. Do you stay in touch with anybody from your season, and then do you stay with touch with anybody other than, you know, from your season that maybe they've met you and, you know?
For my season, I do a lot of shows with Alexis. Who she was top 30. She wasn't top 10, but I do a lot of shows with her. Michael Johns, who was just on a couple of seasons ago, I do a lot of things with him. RJ Helton, of course, who still to this day is like one of my very best friends from my season. Michaela Gordon, who was from another season. Jasmine Trias. And then, you know, those are the main people that, you know, I talk to constantly.
Do you ever get asked to go back to, does Idol have a reunion thing?
Yeah.
No. Is there any kind of reunion thing for Idol?
No. You know what? I wish they'd have a reunion show where they'd bring everybody back from all the seasons, you know, like at the 10-year mark or something. I wish they'd have a show where they actually, like, bring back people, like, for a whole season from past seasons to compete. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Were you there for finale with Simon?
No, I was invited to go, but something came up at home. I don't remember what it was, and I ended up having to stay here with my kiddos. So
she wanted to keep her eyes.
She was actually celebrating.
Yeah, exactly.
Paul, did you not hear that about her feelings on Simon?
No, I heard there was a little bit of Simon talk, but I was struggling getting on my internet and my phone, and I was a little tardy.
You were tardy for the party.
We talked about that, but Paul had a good question that he mentioned to me, and Paul, ask your question. I want to hear her answer on this.
All right.
But we've talked about Simon.
No, I was wondering if what you think the this new season will be like with only Randy Jackson being, you know, with all the new judges now. Have you heard anything through the grapevine of what kind of talent or what we can expect this season?
You know, I actually had two students, because I teach vocal lessons. I had two students that went and auditioned for Idol. And from, like, I mean, amazing, amazing, talented kids, you know, but they came to me less for the vocal instruction and more for the, okay, you've been through it, you know, I need to know what to expect. And, you know, I think it's just every other year, you know, they let a lot of talented people go in lieu of what's good for television, you know, and I've always felt that way.
And here's my I have a follow-up question on it. And I've been kind of thinking about this. With the addition of Steeler Tyler and Jennifer Lopez as the judges,
mm-hmm.
and them being professional artists, do you think they will be more critical? Not critical, but mean. But, you know, I can't remember season one. If you guys, did you have mentors?
No.
So, but have you seen how the mentors seem to help the contestants a little bit more? These two are two mentors where I think Simon, I mean, don't get me wrong, and we've talked about Simon and everything. Simon, you know, people love Simon because he brought the wow factor. He came from nowhere, and he said what many people wanted to say. But I think with these two new judges, they're going to have a little more better ear. For talent, what do you think? I mean, does that make sense, or do you?
Yeah, no, I definitely think they're going to have a better ear for talent. But is American Idol what it is because of the contestants, or was it because of Simon? Now, that's what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about, you know, he was such a key point in the show, you know, with his criticisms and his harshness and rudeness and everything else, that I wonder if the show is even going to, you know, make it past this season. Because, you know, for me, it was, you know, I feel like, you know, from a personal point of view, that when American Idol started, it really was about, you know, the contestant. You know, like, you wanted that person to win. You wanted them to make an album. You wanted, you know, them to come from nothing to being famous. And, you know, now it feels more kind of like a well-oiled machine. You know, this last season, you know, they didn't, from what I understand, like, the kids didn't sell out one arena on tour. They had to cancel, like, 20-something shows.
And really?
Yeah. And, you know, what I'm wondering, is it more now, was, you know, did it turn more into, you know, like, watching the show because of what Simon was going to say instead of, you know, people actually caring about watching these kids perform? Because if it was that they were, you know, interested in watching these kids perform and all that, then you would think that, you know, the tour schedule would have been so much better. You know, I mean, on season one, that, it, you know, it was, you know, we sold out damn near every arena we went to. People were really interested in listening to us sing. That's what they came for, you know. And now has it gone, you know, from really making this idol and now it's just a television show to see what's going to be said to these kids? You know, that's kind of what it feels like to me.
And
do you see the fact that
Paula is coming out with another kind of American Idol type of show? And she's one of the judges. Have you seen that? Do you think that will affect it as well?
You know, I don't know. I think that, you know, I think that definitely if they put them in the same time slots together, people are going to be more interested in what's new, you know. And, you know, I think Simon is in talks about doing the X Factor, or from what I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, about doing another show that's exactly like American Idol. And is it, you know, just because people are jumping off of the Idol bandwagon, you know, because it's been going on for 10 years. And, you know, I mean, now everybody's going other places to start new shows, you know, that are pretty much exactly what American Idol is. But, you know, it's Simon. And I really think that Simon made the show. And I hope for the sake of the show that, you know, it continues to get good ratings and do well. And, you know, but how many, you know, out of the 10 seasons that we've had, how many of the kids that have won have really done anything?
Well, we have a couple. Carrie Underwood, Kelly.
Right.
I always get the stereotype, you know, even Ruben, you know, and Fantasia, even though we don't hear from them, they've done stuff. You know what I mean? They've been in a different, you know, market maybe. They've
mm-hmm.
done it in. And Jordan Sparks seems to be still hot. I think my question, and Paul, I heard that you had a question too, so I'll go to you right after my. The thing is, I feel like nowadays the fan votes is a big letdown. And those first rounds that we vote on, that sometimes we let people in that shouldn't have never been there. And
right.
we vote, and people vote because of looks. People vote because of
where they're from.
Because they want to
yeah, where they're from, that's a good point.
Adds in. And I think that's a big thing. What do you think? I mean, do you think the fans maybe he got too much control over the votes?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's more about what's good for TV and less about the talent.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, honestly,
well,
I don't have the best singing voice in the entire world. Believe me, by all means, I know that, you know, and the way that I looked at it, honestly, and it's weird coming from a, contestant standpoint, but, you know, there's no way in hell that Tamara should have left before I did.
there's just, I mean, there's just no way. It shouldn't have happened that way. And, you know, I think for me it was more about I was different. It was cool that, you know, have, a, you know, a rocker chip that's been carried on.
I'm sorry. It was me. I blame me. It was my speed dial that I over, I kept on voting 100 times.
Yeah, well, you know that was my fault, right? That's what they, all the, well, that's what they said, I think. All the nerds and the geeks and everybody that knew anything about computers were setting up their speed dials to vote for me. That's the only way I saved the competition. You know,
it was my fault. Care. Sorry. Nikki, yeah. I'm so sorry that I did that to you.
Well, you know.
Paul, did you have something you want to I keep well,
I was going
you
to agree, just that I was going to agree with Nikki when she talks about, you know, what people seem to watch it for. I could do without the first, you know, the going around to the cities and the ridiculous people that they show and just get to the talented singers and.
Right. But most people, if you talk to them, are exactly opposite of that.
I know.
They watch it for all that silliness and foolishness at the beginning of the show. And when
I'm
over,
guilty. I'm guilty.
I like them both.
I also want to tell you one of my favorite videos, and I wish I could get a higher quality of it, is when you all sat around the campfire on the beach and sang the Mamas and Papas. Was it California Dreamin'?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I really like that. I don't know why that just popped into my head.
Oh, yeah.
Because
well,
you're an old man
perfect.
And you like that old music.
I know. One more trivia thing. I don't know if you realize this, Nikki, but in the first season of Big Brother, did you know that Dr. Drew was a regular? He would come on and analyze what was going through those poor people in the house?
No, I didn't know that, but I could imagine, like, I couldn't imagine. I am a television fanatic, and being locked, for me, like Michelle, like, seriously being locked in a house with absolutely nothing to do, with a bunch of complete strangers, like, I would have gone crazy and killed somebody, I think. You
yeah,
know?
There was definitely some crazy points,
yeah.
I'll have to say.
No.
That was my next subject, you. Nikki, and I wanted us to touch base real quick on this, I mean, Panther, first of all, let me ask, Panther, do you have anything you want to mention about Idol before we go to our next subject?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Because I wanted to, let me bring up one show that we haven't talked about yet, and then I want to talk about, you know, people, you know, I want to kind of talk about Big Brother a little bit with you a little bit. You were on a show that it was one season of it, but it was like a competition show with reality stars. And how was that? What was it called again? I forgot it. I'm
Kill Reality or something?
Battle of the Network Reality Stars.
Yes, that's it. Battle of the Network Reality Stars. And I still wish they still do that. They don't do
it.
But how was that competition?
Crazy. I'm like, I love to compete. I'm a great competitor. But, you know, when you get a bunch of people together that don't really care for each other, it's a lot more difficult because it takes a lot of the focus off of the competition and puts it more on to, you know, the people. Like, I was on there with Omarosa, who I was on Fear Factor with, you know, and there came a point where they literally had to tackle me to keep me from punching her in the face.
I remember this. If I remember correctly, I think, didn't you have almost a fight one time with her or something like that?
We got to fight twice on Battle. We got to fight twice on Fear Factor. I think she's a horrible, mean, despicable human being. But
you would have had a lot of fans cheering that move.
Oh, heck
yeah. I mean, you know, it was more...
So how was it? Were you on the same team as the probably the greatest Big Brother person other than Michelle Costa?
Well,
Dr. Will, did you get to hang with Dr. Will at all?
Oh yeah, I hung out with Will and Boogie a lot. They're cool guys. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I don't remember if we were on the same team, but you know there were I think there were three
3 or 4 teams. God, it was so long ago.
It was.
You know,
I'm looking at the roster right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I kind of got to hang out with everybody. Like, that was a long time ago for me, and I'm a very, you know, I'm a friendly person, and so, you know, I talk to everybody. And so, you know, that was just...
Yeah, here's your team. Here's some of your highlights of your team.
Okay,
you had You had Will on your team. You
okay.
had Sue Hawk. You had Chip and Kim. You had Brian Worth from Average Joe Hawaii. You had, I don't know how to even say this freaking guy's name. It's some Polish last name because it's Ski. He was on Road Rules. I don't know his name. Wojciechowski.
What?
I'm
hacking that name up.
Oh my gosh. What was his first name?
So
yeah, what's his first name, Ron?
Theo. I can do that one. Theo.
Oh,
there you
Theo.
Go.
You remember him?
Yeah.
I don't watch that show.
Yeah, yeah. I totally remember Theo.
And then Matt
yeah.
Gold was on your team.
Yeah, I remember at one point. Oh, God, what was the poor girl's name? I think she's one of the girls from The Apprentice that was on the season with Omarosa.
I'm looking.
Come on, Ron. Get the ball.
Chris Noe, that's a guy. Shit. I don't see another... I'm trying to... Heidi.
Heidi, yes. Poor Heidi. Okay, so we're doing battle, and me and Omarosa, like, get into it, because I don't... She has this thing about calling me a crackhead. I think she does that to everybody. She does James Dickinson on Surreal Life, and that's just her
yep.
thing. You know, crackhead. And, like, I got into it with her, and we were pugilistic jousting over the swimming pool, and poor Heidi was, like, up on the pugilistic platform with me, and I just got into a fight with Omarosa. They blew the whistle, and I think I hit her, like, in the arm 3 times with the pugilistic, and she jumped off of the platform and into the water, and she gets out of the water like, I can't believe that y'all let her get up there and joust me after she's got all that anger and aggression towards Omarosa. I mean, she hit me hard. I mean, what am I supposed to do in a situation like that? You know, it's like, oh.
Hey, you want to take your aggressions out somewhere, right?
Well, it was a competition.
Nikki, you don't know how much I love the show. That's what's so funny about it. You're telling the story. I can see it. I watched it, the show religiously back then. Because, you know, all my favorite reality stars, this was before I even was full-blooded reality, you know, junkie, and everything, so that was funny.
I have to ask 2 questions. What's your total count, Nikki, of reality shows that you've been on, and are you still wanting to do more?
15.
Holy shit.
Yeah, what
was that? Did you just say 15?
Did you say 15?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Pop star? Let me
oh,
see
God.
If I can guess some of them. Was that right? Pop star? Idol? Celebrity Rehab? Fear Factor? Sober House? The Battle one would count as a reality star, right?
Yep.
And I'm not looking at the sheet notes anymore.
Fear Factor.
What other shows?
You said that.
Kill Reality, right?
Kill Reality, yep. Camp Reality.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading that about that one, too.
15, wow.
Yeah. I was on Carney Wilson's show just recently.
There was one I remember reading. You did a guest appearance on one just recently, I read, and you popped in. God, I'm going to go cheat.
Tell me, because I'd like to know. Yeah, I did an eye for an eye in Cheaters. I did guest spots on those shows, too.
Oh, did you say Cheaters?
Yeah.
What happened on Cheaters?
there was a bathroom scene. Tommy Habib... who does Cheaters and An Eye for an Eye
and I've done one of his shows as well. Other than that, like, I don't know, I walked into a bar and they were doing something, and the girl and the guy were having an argument in the bathroom, and he asked me to, like, go in there and, like, pretend that I was in there, like, you know, using the bathroom and getting ready and stuff like that, and come out, like, you know, pissed off and stuff that there was a guy in the girl's bathroom. You know, it was a little piece of it that was, you know, set up. So, yeah.
So, what's the latest one you've been on? Are you still doing them, I guess, is what I was wondering.
Yeah, I was actually up for Celebrity Fit Club this past season. I was actually the first person that they hired for this past season of Celebrity Fit Club, you know, because when I went, you know, when I got out of rehab and stuff, they put me on a lot of medication. I'd gained a lot of weight. And I think I'd gotten up to, like, 220. Like, I was big.
Wow.
And then I guess at the last minute they called me, like, 3 days before I was supposed to fly out. And Kevin Federline had decided that he was going to do it. So I ended up losing my spot.
Kevin Federline took your spot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, did you get to know first CD was going to be called, she was going to call her first CD. Let's see if
Step
she remembers this.
Step
Back
Step
Into
back
reality.
Reality. Yep. going to.
Pretty impressive, ain't it? She was a former high school cheerleader. She owned her own karaoke company.
Yep.
I love Google.
Trivia.
Yeah.
So. Actually,
so you doing the karaoke thing, or you finished doing that, right?
What?
The
karaoke thing? You already finished that a long time ago, correct?
Yeah, I started that company before Idol in 2001, and it was very, very successful. And when I came back, you know, it was kind of a cluster, and everybody was like, well, we want you running our shows. And I would have four shows going in one night, and I'm like, I can't possibly run all four of these shows. You know, I can't be four places at one time. And so the bar owners kind of got, you know, well, if you're not going to be here running it, we don't want your company here. So it kind of killed, you know, Idol kind of killed my business when I came back home.
All right,
okay,
so
here's a little trivia. Let's see if Paul or Michelle can answer it. So wait till help me out answering this. But she was in a TV commercial ad. Do you guys know what commercial ad it was?
I do not know.
Do we get a clue?
Yeah, you see them all the time because they wear you see their ads all the time.
Fleece.
I see a lot of ads all the time.
It was Old Navy.
Oh,
really? Cool.
I would have never guessed that.
Nikki?
Yep. And it was like a Family Feud thing.
Oh,
cool.
I remember Family Feud one.
Yeah, I remember the commercial, actually. That's how pathetic I am.
all right, here's my question. Kind of tying them all up. There have been other countries that have done Celebrity Big Brother. Is that something you would ever consider doing?
No.
Why is that?
Because I would kill somebody without a television. I'm telling you, I just couldn't do it. I would do Survivor.
Hey,
I would
make good TV. No, I'm just kidding.
I would do Survivor because it's like an outdoor setting and stuff like that. But from what I've heard, like, you know, talking to Will and Boogie and stuff about, you know, it seems like after, you know, a while, you tend to kind of go crazy. Like,
yes.
I think they were telling me, you know, about, I don't know if it was their season or if it was a different season. When 9/11 happened, and they were so oblivious to, because I think that they were like,
just
going to call it and split, you know, split the money, just give, you know, give you half a million, call the show. And they were so oblivious to the trauma that was going on in the outside world that it was like, absolutely not, we're going to finish the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I'm
Monica was on this season. Monica Bailey.
And Monica, actually, her cousin went missing, correct?
Yeah, I think she, I mean, she was one of them. And they didn't tell her, I don't think, right away. And
no, they didn't.
And it was everything. Okay, let's, one more quick trivia. Let's see if anybody up here on the phone line knows what movie she was in. It was a TV movie. Made in 2005.
I know she was saying it.
Well, you said the reality show that it went to.
I did?
Yeah.
Fair Factor?
We were, no. When we were naming off, you're the only girl in the studio, right?
Yeah, other than Panther. Panther hasn't talked much.
Okay. Yeah, Kill Reality was the...
Kill Reality.
Was the, shoot, and then it led up to a movie at the end.
Yeah, it was called The Scorned.
The Scorned.
Is that how you say that word?
The Scorned.
The Scorned.
Yeah.
Scorned.
Scorned.
I can't pronounce it correctly.
Can't pronounce it because you're from Georgia.
I can't pronounce it.
Scorned.
I'm from Chicago.
Speaking of which, guys,
but
I'm
Georgia could have rubbed off on you.
I'm going to...
And speak
your talk to
wait,
with you, Nikki,
Paul,
and I'm
going to
head
up,
out.
We're all going to hang up in a second. Because I got to get ready.
I got to tell you real quick, Ron. Adrian Peterson is not playing.
Oh.
The snow has ended.
I know
ended.
Why, too.
The snow has ended, but it's still pretty, frozen field. And hold on to your hats and listen, Michelle. Guess who's starting at quarterback?
Brett Favre.
Grrr.
Warren Moon.
No.
Nikki, we're football fans here. And
tonight is a Monday night football game in Minnesota outside, and it's against Ron's team, the Chicago Bears, who are just going to annihilate us. So. Have a great time watching it, guys. Been a pleasure, Nikki, and we'll catch up with you. I sent you a Facebook request, too.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Bye.
And, Nikki, I was going to say thank you for calling in. I'd love to get you back on sometime. You know what? You actually were – you were a American Idol my first American Idol person to be on the show.
Oh, really?
So I was, So you win the award of first American Idol person.
Yay!
And I've always wanted to get more, but you guys—it's so hard to get you guys down because you guys are traveling all the time, I think, and everything. You know, with your most of the people, even though you guys might not, you guys still travel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's so hard to book you guys. And I do want to say thank you. Is there anything you want to say before you go? And thank Panther for – we contacted you when we first started the show, actually. Panther and me and your manager got back with us this year, and I was so glad when I heard that. So it was great. Do you have anything you want to address before?
I had a lot of fun being on it, definitely, so.
Well, thank you so much for coming and for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
And Panther, I know Panther would like to probably say something to you before you go.
Okay.
I just want to thank you
Panther.
For coming on. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to say thank you for coming on, and I'm glad you're sober. I'm really happy for you. I followed the show through thick and through thin, and I couldn't be any happier for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I know I had a question, just so that people who watched Sober Living and Celebrity Rehab, Steven Adler said that he was going to play the drums for you on the song Inconsolable.
Yes,
did he follow through with that?
Yeah, he did. Oh, gosh. We had a couple of shows, actually, when we were there. Yeah, he did end up playing the drums for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, he's a great
guy. That's awesome. Well, good luck with everything
and
everything that you do in the
Roses,
future.
Right?
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, yeah, Nikki, and like I said, it's a pleasure. I'm hoping we can get back. And I send one to your real account. I've been on that fan page for a long time, but I think my name is Ron Rakowitz, my Facebook page. So I hope we can stay in touch. And thank you. It was fun. I had fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can contact me anytime.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas, Nikki.
Yeah, y'all
yes,
have a great
Merry
Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
I hate saying goodbye, so I'm waiting for Michelle to, you know, pretty much, you know.
I hate goodbyes, too. I don't like goodbyes.
We'll see you later.
We don't like goodbyes.
That's right. It's not goodbye, it's see you later.
It's not goodbye, it's, yeah, see you later.
Yeah, see you later.
See you later.
I'll do my Boston accent.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong
Thank
with
you.
My accent, okay?
That's right.
Okay, I'm gonna now mute because I don't want to. I don't like heating up. Oh man, that was fun, and I do have to
It's gonna be all right, Ron. It's gonna be all right.
What was I gonna say? Oh,
probably something about the Bears.
Oh, wait. Yeah, how did you know I was gonna talk about the Bears?
I read your mind through a phone.
Yeah, actually.
All right, you guys. I'm gonna hang up.
All right, good night,
okay,
Panther.
Good night, Michelle. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mama.
Have a good
Merry
one.
Christmas.
Be safe.
Tomorrow night, Lane. Tomorrow night,
Bye.
We have Link on. Yeah, Nikki, I'm not hanging up on you. You can hang up. I was going to let her hang up on us. I started to, and then I don't want to. I don't like doing it. I hate hanging up.
Especially on your crush.
Okay, so Lane, no, I'm so over that crush. But Lane, tomorrow night, Thursday, we'll have a Christmas party for the people that are available and everything. Monday, I was gonna no show Sunday. Monday, are you gonna be a free Monday?
As of right now, I am. It might change due to the fact it's my birthday, but I'm gonna at least try to call him for a little bit.
So what I'm
going to
do is award show anyways. I'm going to do a award show anyways, and
okay.
I was going to get you to pick some out, and I was going to write a couple other people that have been on the show for a little bit, and have some. We're just going to do them ourselves. We're not going to let the fans vote, and I'm going to have certain fans nominate certain people though, and we'll do that next week. I might even have
Sounds
a guest
good.
if you're going to be there for the full show. We will have some birthday wishes and stuff. Want to call you and wish you.
Sounds good.
But to close off the show tonight, let me just say,
go Patriots!
Thank you another year, Michelle. In case we don't, what?
So go Patriots!
Yeah, I was all for the Patriots winning last night.
I know, and the Patriots won as usual. It was a great game.
And I am worried about tonight's game a little bit. I am a little worried. Because they're saying that the field is kind of like going to be like a brick.
It's going to be a very interesting game to watch, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm excited, and I just hope we can win, and I hope we can, if we can win tonight, and we can take it to the, you know, if we win tonight, we got that 2-game lead over the Packers. And that means all we have to do is, you know, I think we clinch, actually. I believe we clinch a playoff spot because we beat the Packers the first game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't think we've lost a game in our conference yet or in our division yet. So I think we automatically win the tiebreaker because of that. You know what I mean?
Well,
so,
I'm sure they're going to break it all down because they've been doing a good job breaking it down and showing what's going on and if it's a possibility. So I'm sure they'll definitely mention that throughout the game.
So, you know, football, I wanted to really quick address this anyway. I think the football, you know, league has been really tight this year, and I love the season. I know the Bears are doing good. The Patriots are doing good. But it's been interesting to see, like, the Eagles come back and beat the Giants yesterday.
Yes.
Teams like Detroit.
That poor punter.
Upset somebody. What?
I said that poor punter.
Yeah. Or like watching Detroit upset somebody like the Packers last week. You know,
yeah.
And like watching the Buffalo Bills, you know, take it to the Dolphins.
I
know,
and take them out
of
the playoffs. Hey,
you know,
how about that Tom
Connelly
run from the Patriots yesterday? He took it back about 70-something yards, and he was just, like, arming people. It was awesome. Do you remember which one I'm talking about?
No, because I was watching Survivor.
You missed it. It was awesome. Tom Connelly, he number 63. You have to definitely make sure you try to watch that.
You know, honestly, I wanted to give – I am not – I don't want to use fell in love because that's just gay. But there is a running back on your team that I think is awesome. And I think he's my favorite Patriot right now. And I just think he's cool. And that's Woodhead?
Woodhead.
Or is it
Woodhead.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Yes.
I like him.
We love him.
He reminds me of
Wes Welker.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you right now, that guy, Wes Welker, I wish somebody would have stood on him like glue when the Bears were playing him, because Tom was the reason you guys won that game. I mean, and I'm not saying there's other reasons, but I'm saying I think every other play was going to Wes, and I'm like, can somebody not cover the guy? And he's awesome.
Yes, he is.
And we talked about this when Randy Moss left that team. I said, what are they going to do with the receiving group? The games I've watched this season, I think they're one of the best receiving groups there is. What I like about the Patriots is the offense is such a well-rounded team. And you know what? I see that in the Bears. Last week we didn't show it. Something was happening last week. Even we drove on you guys, but then it was like fumbles happen, and I'm not going to blame the snow because that's what
that's how we're used to playing and in your team as well. So I didn't think that kind of affected it because we're a snow team.
Snow did cause fumbles. What I'm trying to say, and you guys destroyed us. And took advantage of them. And that's what the game was about. That's why I don't want to use it as an excuse why we lost. Because we would have lost I don't know if we would have lost that bad if it was not snowing. But I think the snow affected you guys. You guys are a better team because you guys have been, like I said, our team is still needing some gel. Plus, some of those people haven't played probably much in the ones that were causing that, like Johnny Knox. I don't think he fumbled and everything. So I'm excited. I that Super Bowl prediction you've given.
Yes.
I see that.
It would make for a very interesting Super Bowl at the Costa family households.
Yeah, I was wondering how your brother felt about the whole loss. And everything. So
poor guy. He was probably traumatized, but
was he worse than me?
He gets traumatized, poor thing. But he's used to it.
I expected the loss. So I wasn't that bad. This was like one of the games that I marked on the calendar. Probably will lose. I'm not saying that we. I mean, I was cheering for him. But I knew they would lose, so I didn't care, Like the end of the season when we play the Packers, I expect us to lose just because it's the end of the year, and if the game doesn't mean nothing, we ain't going to go for it, we ain't going to play for it,
We will see, won't we?
So
but sometimes they don't play picks anyway. They usually put in their secondary position people so none of the people get hurt if they're already locked into the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I think will happen. So I'm going to let you go. Merry Christmas if we don't get to talk or
Merry Christmas.
Or see before Christmas.
To everybody that's out there listening.
There's not many more people in the chat room. They all left us. They all left us. But anyways, I'm going to play a song to close off the show.
All right.
I bet you guys can guess what it is. Good night, everyone.